Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be practicing some words with some blends and practicing reading fluently. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. All right, my name, you write your name, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence, and under each word are some circles. Sometimes I'm going to call those bubbles. And then over to the side is a picture. So just stay in number one with me and you'll do just fine. So if you look at number one, there's a picture of a top. You know those can spin. If you twirl them, they'll spin. Let's color our top two different colors. Let's do a blue color and a green color. You decide how you want to color it, but make one of the stripes blue and one of them green. We'll color it blue and green. You decide. You can start coloring whenever you're ready. So a top will spin if you twirl it or spin it. And the word spin is sp, sp. That's an S blend because we have the S sound and the P sound. And we put them together and we get sp, sp. Try that. Say sp, sp. Good job. All right. We are coloring a top. This is called a top, a spinning top. So it's going to be a picture clue for our sentence, which means if we're coloring a spinning top, our sentence is going to be about a horsey, right? No, it will be about a top that can spin. So boys and girls, take 2 more seconds to color that spinning top. 2, 1, and then put down your crayons and pick up your green one. Pick up your green crayon. In our sentence, on number one, you're going to look for the word spin. Sp, sp, in, spin. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence. It has our SP blend. We blend those two sounds together. Sp, spin. Can you fill in the bubble or the circle under the word spin? Color it green. Color that circle under the word spin, green. And then go ahead and put down your green crayon. And I want you to point to those circles under each word while I show you how to read this sentence. There's a period, which means it's a telling sentence. So we're just going to read it like we're telling each other something. You point to the circles under the words and I'll read it. Ready, begin. The top will spin. There, I told you something. What did I tell you? The top will spin. Don't sound like a robot when you read it. Okay, let's read it together. Point and read all together. Ready, begin. The top will spin. Yes, yes it will. All right, let's move down to number two. Oh no. Do you see that B by that toe, by that big toe? Is that B going to sting that big toe? Let's take our yellow crayon and color the B yellow and the wings yellow. Go ahead and color the B and the wings yellow. Oh, I think it's going to sting that toe. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's color the foot brown. Find a brown crayon and color the foot brown. Have you ever had a bee sting you? I have been stung on the arm and the neck. And I think one more place. I think I've been stung 3 times in my life. It doesn't hurt as bad as you think it's going to, but it doesn't feel good. Sting. Put down your brown crayon. Let's color the bottom part of the jeans that he's wearing or she's wearing blue. See that kind of box, that square? Color that blue. Sting is a word with an S blend. It has st, st. So we're going to put the S sound and the T sound together. St, st. That's st, st. That's an ST blend. Now let's color the grass green. Sting has an ST blend, like st, stop, and st, st, stew. All right, hold on to your green crayon again. Let's look for the word sting in our sentence. St, st. We're looking for that ST blend. Do you see it? It's the third word, S-T-I-N-G. Let's color that circle green under the word sting. And then you can put down your green crayon. I'm going to have you point to the circles or the bubbles while I practice reading this for you. I see that there's an exclamation mark that tells me that we're excited about something or surprised or we're yelling. So I'll read it the way it should sound fluently, not like a robot. And then you will echo me. Ready? It will sting you. We're scared, we're surprised, we're nervous, we're warning people. All right, let's all read all together. Ready, begin. It will sting you. Last time, it will sting you. Get out of the way. All right, let's move down to number three. Oh, look at that pretty swan. Okay, generally, most of the time, swans are white, but we won't be able to see our white crayon. So what I would like you to do is color it yellow. Color the swan yellow. Swan. Sw, sw. There is an S blend in the word swan. The first sound is s. What's the second sound in sw, swan? Yes, it's a W. S-W for swan. It's an S-W blend like in sweater. Sw, sw. You blend the S and the W together. If you haven't colored the beak orange, go ahead and color the beak on the swan orange. And then hold on to your orange crayon. Let's look for the word swan in our sentence. Sw, sw, swan. We're looking for an SW. Do you see it? It's the second word. Fill in the bubble under that word orange. Let's color swan, the bubble, orange. And then go ahead and put down your orange crayon for me. I want you to point to the bubbles while I read it to you. I'm practicing being a fluent reader, not a robot. I see that there's a period, which means I'm just telling you something. So it's a telling sentence. Let's begin. You point, I'll read. The swan is pretty. There. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. The swan is pretty. Okay, this time let's all read and we're all telling something. Ready, begin. The swan is pretty. Yes, it is. Okay, let's scoot down to number four. Do you see the two beach balls? Let's color the beach ball with the stars. Let's color that one green and orange. So make some of it green and some of it orange. The small one. The one with the stars. It's small. The word small has an S blend also. The first sound is S. What's the second sound in small? Small. Yep, the letter M. So we put the S and the M together and we get sm, sm, small. All right, let's color the big beach ball purple and red. Any kind of purple, any kind of red. Let's make it two colors. You decide how the colors are on your ball, but make it purple and red. So small is an S blend. Small. Small. Like smash. Okay, so we're coloring some beach balls, and one of them is small, so I think, and it has an arrow pointing to it. And if these are picture clues, I'm pretty sure that the sentence will talk about a small beach ball, right? If we're going to use our picture clues, yes. Okay, we're making a red and purple ball. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, find your purple crayon. Purple crayon, let's look for the word small in number four. Small, small, sm. We're looking for that SM. Do you see it? It's one, two, three, four words over in the sentence. SMALL. Let's fill in the bubble under the word small, purple. And then you can put your purple crayon down. I see that there's a period. That means it's a telling sentence. So I'll practice reading it. You point to the words. Ready? Begin. I like the small one. What did I tell you? I like the small one. I'm telling you something. And I'm not sounding like a robot. I'll do it again. You point, I'll read. I like the small one. Yes, I do. Okay, let's all read and all point. Ready? Begin. I like the small one. Nice. You are excellent at this, my friends. All right, let's go down to number five. I see a snail. If that's our picture clue, then we know that our sentence is going to be about barbecue potato chips, right? No, it's going to be about a what? Yes, it's going to be about a snail. Let's color the shell on the snail, the hard part on the snail. Let's color that brown. But just the shell part of the snail. So listen to the word snail. There's an S blend on the word snail. Snail. First sound is, what's the second sound in snail? Yep, the letter N, sn, sn, like sneeze. And now we have snail. All right, we have a brown shell on the snail. And then the rest of the snail with his polka dots and his body and his little tail sticking out. I want you to make the polka dots green. Go ahead and color those polka dots green. I know they're little. This should not take us long. Good. All right, polka dots are green. And then let's color the rest of the snail purple. Because why not? That's what I say. Why not? Let's have a purple snail. Snail. Sneeze. Snort. Snort. Some people snort. Right? Snort. Okay. Take two more seconds. Two. One, let's look for the word snail in the sentence and we'll use our purple crayon when we find it. Sn, it has that S N, snail. Yep, it's the last word. SNAIL. Go ahead and fill in the bubble purple under the word snail. And then you can put your purple crayon down. I see a question mark at the end of the sentence. That means I'm going to use my question voice. So I'll practice reading it. You point to the words. Here we go. Where is the snail? I'm asking you a question. Where is the snail? Okay, you help me read it this time. All together, use your question voice. Ready? Begin. Where is the snail? And last time, ready, begin. Where is the snail? Terrific. Let's go down to number six. We've got a boy. He's wearing a scarf. Let's color his hair black. Color the boy's hair black. So he has a scarf. Guess what the word scarf has, boys and girls? I bet you already know because you're so smart. It has an S blend. It has scarf. It's an S and it could either be a C or a K. Today for scarf, it's a C. Scarf. All right. The scarf has stripes. Let's make his scarf two colors. Let's do red and blue. You decide how it looks. You can make a pattern or not. You do red and blue for the scarf. Sk, sk, scarf. It's an S-C. Like scab. Ooh. A scab is when you get hurt. Or a scar. A scab could leave a scar. Red and blue, scarf. Red and blue, scarf. Sk, sk, arf. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Hold on to your red crayon. We're going to look for the word scarf in our sentence. We're looking for sk, sk. Do you see it? It's the last word, S-C-A-R-F. Let's fill that bubble in with our red crayon under the word scarf. Scarf. And then you can put down your red crayon. You point while I read. I see it's a period, so it's a telling sentence, so I'm just going to read it like I'm telling you something. You point, I read. He has a scarf. Yep. He has a scarf. We all read, all point, ready, go. He has a scarf. Amazing, boys and girls. You're amazing. You did the whole activity. You looked for words with S blends. You followed directions and you read fluently. You're super. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.